This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A bail bondsman charged alongside Donald Trump in Georgia has become the first defendant to take a plea deal, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Bail bondsman Scott Graham Hall has accepted a plea deal with prosecutors handling the case of the former president and 17 others accused of election interference. He pleaded guilty to misdemeanors. As part of the deal, Hall will receive 5 years of probation and agreed to testify in further proceedings. He was also ordered to write a letter of apology to the citizens of Georgia and is forbidden from participating in polling activities. Prosecutors had accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County and initially charged him with racketeering and 6 conspiracy charges. I'm Norman Hall.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open has collapsed. Friday's vote a day before the deadline makes a government shutdown almost certain. The vote was 198 to 232, with 21 hard-right Republicans voting to sink the package. The bill would have kept the government operations open through October 31st. The Senate is working on its own plan that is widely supported by both parties. The Senate plan to continue funding at current levels is headed for votes this weekend. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in an interview with Reuters on Friday he was confident that Poland will find ways to address disagreements with Ukraine.
I'm just expecting and confident that Ukraine and Poland will find a way to address those issues without that impacting in a negative way the military support to Ukraine.
Poland said last week it would no longer agree to new arms deliveries to Ukraine, but instead focus on rebuilding its own stocks. Poland has been seen until recently as one of Ukraine's staunchest allies, but relations have soured after Poland's decision to extend a ban on Ukraine.